Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, so far this month, we've been going through a series on what the Bible says about the creation of the world. Now, for those of you that might have missed the first couple of messages, I would encourage you to log on to our website at independencebaptist.org, go under the audio section, and check out our radio broadcasts. From there, you'll be able to listen to the messages that you might have missed over the last couple of weeks. But for now, let's go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds as he continues on this topic of creation.
This morning, I'd like for you to turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11 and verse number 3. This morning, we want to continue the message we've been preaching the last couple of Sunday mornings concerning the creation of this world. But this morning, we want to look in the book of Hebrews 11, verse number 3, for this very important subject. The Bible says here, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Notice carefully what this Bible says. Through faith, it is not by sight we understand. You see, there's some things that we understand because the facts that we understand come from the Bible, comes from the very Word of God. That's why the Bible says here, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. And then the Scripture goes on and says this very important thing, so that things which are seen, that is, the things that we look at, were not made of things which do appear. So what does that mean? It simply means the way that God created this world was that He spoke it into existence. And when God spoke the worlds into existence, then the worlds became something that we could see. That's what it means. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, let's go back in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. In Genesis 1, we find here that the Bible says that God oftentimes spoke. And when God spoke, the word came to pass exactly as God said that He wanted it to come to pass. The Bible says in Genesis 1, verse number 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And this little phrase, and God said, appears some 7 times altogether in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. This is not by accident, because it is a continuation. The Bible is composed of 66 books, but the Bible was written by God Himself. But God did give the word to different men, and so different men wrote in the Bible exactly the things that God wanted them to say. That's why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11, verse number 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. You see, it is by faith that we believe God. And what is faith? The Bible says that faith is a substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. And so we know that it's so. But it's by faith that we believe it, not by any accumulation of facts at all. Let me ask you a question here. The Bible says in Genesis 1, verse number 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Who was God speaking to when God said, let there be light? And there was no light. Actually, there was no human being present. There's actually no proof of who was present. But why is God speaking to Himself? Point number one is that so humans could really understand the Word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse number 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. That's why that God said in Genesis 1, 3, Genesis 1:6, and in many other places here in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. You see, this is why God said. Number 2, so that humans could understand that when God speaks, things happen. The thing that we notice is that when God is silent, nothing happens. But when God speaks, then things happen the way that God ordains them to happen. Number three. So we could understand what God was thinking. The Bible doesn't say here, and God thought. The Bible said, and God said. It's a positive action that God did. And so we can understand that when God said, this was all it took for Him to build this entire universe upon which we live. You think of the scope of the universe. You think of how large that it really is. And men have not really uncovered how big it really is. But how big is this universe? Well, how big is God? That's the same thing, you see. Because what God spoke is very, very great. And His words fill the entire universe. And what God said is absolutely very important. But notice, in Genesis 1, in verse number 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Where was light before God created it? It was nowhere. There was no light at all. There was no darkness at all. There was nothing at all. Nothing was created. There was just emptiness, if we could use it that way. There was nothing at all. In Genesis 1, verse number 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. You see, where was the firmament? There was none. But God created out of nothing at all. This firmament was in the midst of the waters, and it divided the waters from the waters. The Bible said in Genesis 1 and verse number 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Where was the dry land before God created? There was none. We understand this thing through faith. It is not by sight at all. The Bible said in Genesis 1 and verse number 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. The Bible goes on and talks about how that God created this entire world upon which we live. Finally, the Bible says in Genesis 1 and 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. This is how that God created the world, was by speaking it into existence. Notice, when God created all of this world, in Genesis 1 and verse number 4, when God saw the light, he saw that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. The Bible said in Genesis 1 and verse number 10, that when God saw the dry land appear and the gathering together of the waters, called he seas. But notice, and God saw that it was good. God saw that that was good. God didn't see anything wrong with that at all. In Genesis 1 and verse number 12, and the Bible said, and the earth brought forth grass, that herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God saw that it was excellent. In verse 21, and God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every wing fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God saw that it was excellent. You see, in the book of Genesis 1:31, when God had finished with all of his creation, that he saw everything that he had made. He looked upon it all. The Bible said in verse number 31, and God saw everything that he had made. This means that God looked upon all of his creation. He looked upon the fact that he made light. He looked on the fact that he had the dry earth appear. The Bible said that he looked upon all of the seed and all the plants and all the animals. And then God said, it is very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. There's no doubt about it that when God looked upon all of his earth and looked upon all of his creation, that he said, it is very good. The fact is that when God said that it was very good, this rules out any kind of cataclysmic destruction between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1 and verse number 2. There's no such thing as death because God warned Adam, Genesis 2 and verse number 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. God knew. God knew that Adam would die. And God warned him, do not eat of the fruit of this forbidden tree. Why? Because God had placed that tree in the midst of the garden, not as just a warning, but God had placed it there that Adam would see that God was God, that he was able to do all things. But when Adam looked at that tree, and he looked at it in the wrong way, and then he took of the fruit of the tree, and he ate it, then the Bible says that he sinned. And that's when the calamity came upon Adam, upon his wife, and upon all of us as well. Listen. God's creation is good. God's creation is absolutely right. We pray that you might understand that what God intended for us was always good. I am thankful today to know in the book of John 1 and verse number 3, the Bible says here, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. This is the fact of the creation of this world. This is the fact of my being here upon this earth. I am created by the very power of God. But notice verse number 14. John 1, verse number 14. The Bible said here, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Today, you can understand that God has created this entire world, but he had a purpose on his mind. His purpose on his mind was to redeem a people that would serve him and to be like he wanted them to be all the days of their life. Today, serve the Lord. You'll never regret it. Never in a million years will you ever regret doing what God wants you to do.
You know, again, we pray that the messages on creation have been an encouragement to some and maybe even an eye-opener to others. You know, the God that we serve is one of infinite power and wisdom, and to see how he created the world does nothing but strengthen our faith in him. And as I mentioned last week, the book on our website called 6,000 Year Earth will be a great resource for you as you study this topic yourself. You know, in addition to that, I can't say enough about an organization called Answers in Genesis. And if the idea of God literally speaking the world into being is something you really want to know more about, then I would encourage you to look up this organization. Well, I can see that our time is just about up this morning, but we do encourage you to come and join us for services. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll be starting this morning at 11 a.m. We'd also want to thank you for joining us and pray you'll be able to do so again next Sunday at 8 a.m. to hear another message from God's Holy Word.